Last topic to do in Kuf Beis. Are we not? We're not on yet. Oh. Okay. So I just gave a share to Midrash and Moria on the Choshen Mishpat topic because that's what I happen to have been dealing with. I got a lot of blank looks. Like, why did you choose to talk about this? Whoops. I have no idea what, like, you know, young women are interested in. Apparently it's not Choshen Mishpat. Okay, are we good? We're connected? All right, so let's get started. Chametz b'Pesach b'Mashu. So this appears in the Siman about Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, may or may not actually be related to Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, right? That's what emerges when you start looking at all of the Rishonim and what's actually going on over here. But let's go through it. There is a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Dav Chavtes, Dav Lamed. A sugya Maseches Pesachim discusses whether there's bittul on small amounts of chametz, meaning not in the sense of bittul chametz, but in the sense of bittul midine taroves on chametz, right? Is chametz aser b'mashu? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's aser b'mashu bein b'mino. The chametz is always going to be aser b'mashu. So the Rishonim are bothered. Where in the world did we get such a chumrah that chametz pesach should be aser b'mashu? Why wouldn't you say bittul b'shishim like you would by any other tarovis? Why would it be aser b'mashu? Even a mashu, the Chronim point out that it can't mamish mean a mashu, because then, like, you would never be able to drink water because that water was once part of some major water system where there was a fisherman somewhere that used a crumb to lure a fish or something. And it would ask a mashu or something like that, but you know, pretty close to a mashu, like chametz pesach is what we call aser b'mashu. So why not say that it's batel b'shishim? So there are, we'll call it two mahalchim, but really four mahalchim and two that we'll focus on. Let's say it that way. There are four mahalchim in the Rishonim, two that we'll give a little more emphasis to. First of all, Tosfos in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, in Dibra Maschil Amar Rava, says that there's another girs in the Gemara, and we don't hold Chametz Pesach Zasim Mashehu. That's the sheet of the She'iltos, and Rabbeinu Tam Paskin that way, that it's all a mistake, it doesn't exist. So, okay, that's one way to solve the problem, is deny the problem, that the whole issue doesn't exist. Okay, that's not a mahalich that we assume like. Then you have Rashi. Rashi writes that it's also b'mashuhu because we paskin min b'mino b'mashuhu. So there's really nothing special about chametz. What do you mean there's nothing special about chametz? Even if Rashi wants to paskin min b'mino is b'mashuhu, even if you min b'she'eno mino by chametz, even min b'she'eno mino is b'mashuhu. Isn't that problematic? Now that's a special gezeira mishum chumra de chametz to make min b'she'eno mino aser atu min b'mino. So fundamentally, it's really based on shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Kol HaTorah Kula that min b'mino is b'mashehu, and then mishum chumra de chametz we just extend that even to min b'she'eno mino. That's how Rashi understands, like, this two-step process. That min b'mino is b'mashehu because we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is always b'mashehu. If you pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mino is always b'mashehu. And then because chumra de chametz, we'll extend that to min b'she'eno mino as well. So that is another shita that is not widely accepted at all. So those are the two shitas that we will not focus on so much. Shita number three, one that we will focus on. The Mordechai in Maseches Pesachim, the Rush in Maseches Pesachim, in the second paragraph of Pesachim in Os Hey, say that the entire thing is Mishum Chumra de Chametz. Yeah, not this two-step process like Rashi had, that, oh, it min b'minos mashu like Rabbi Yehuda, and then min b'sheinu min is Mishum Chumra de Chametz. No, the whole thing is Mishum Chumra de Chametz. Nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to say min b'mino is b'mashu in Kol HaTorah Kula, even if min b'mino is batel berov or b'shishim midrabanan. It's still Chametz Pesach b'mashu bein b'mino bein b'sheinu mino, simply Mishum Chumra de Chametz. That, of course, Chumra de Chametz is something that, well, I guess, you know, we could join the rest of the yeshiva for a few minutes and actually learn it, I guess, for one shir and actually learn Pesachim now. There is that always brings to mind the beginning of Maseches Pesachim when you talk about Chumra de Chametz, because Tosfos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Pesachim is bothered why it is that we have this din of bedika biur by chametz. You don't have a din bedika biur by nevela, by treifa, by behemet tameya, by anything else. There's a din of searching it out, finding it, destroying it, dafka by chametz. So Tosos explains that the rabbanon were misakim bedikas chametz. Why? So Machlokes Rashi tells Rashi says because Bal Yirah Bayimatzei, and we're concerned that if you were to even though midaraisa bebitul bealmasagi, then on daraisa level you could just do bitul chametz, and once you do bitul chametz, it's not yours. But we're afraid that maybe you're not really being mevatel b'leiv shalem, and therefore the best way to make sure you don't violate Bal Yirah Bayimatzei, the best way to make sure you don't own the chametz is bedika biur, search it out, destroy it. Tosos says that no, bedika biur is because shema yavala achlo, that you might come to eat the chametz, and the best way to make sure you don't eat the chametz is by not having it. So you search it out, you destroy it, and then you won't come to eat the chametz. As far as bayra bayimatzei, midaraisa bittel b'yamasagi, bayra bayimatzei, you already took care of with bittel. So Tosos asks Akasha, wait a second, if the whole concern is that you're not going to eat it, and that's why we do bedika biur, why is it any different than every other iser in the Torah? By shari surim, there's no din of bedika and biur. So according to Rashi, it's not Akasha, because only chametz has bayra bayimatzei. Right, so if it's to protect you from Bal Yirah Bayimatzei, so I understand very well why it doesn't apply to Nevelis and Trevis and Behemet Tamei and everything else. But according to Tosos, that it's Shem Yavala Achlo, so anything that's also Ba'achila, Basa B'chalav and whatever, or also Ba'ach, you can say Chametz also Ba'anas, Tosos says, okay, Basa B'chalav is also Ba'anas. Anything that's also Ba'achila, also Ba'anas, Kilei Akarim, anything that's also Ba'achila, also Ba'anas, you should have this same din that you have to do Bedika and Biur. So Tosos says, nah. The reason chametz is different is mishum chumra de chametz, because you chayv kares on chametz. So chametz is a more serious type of isser. So Tos says there are lots of other isser kares. Nowhere else do we have a chiyuv bedika and biur. So Tos says another idea, that chametz is lo bedili in shemine. Chametz, you're in the habit, you're accustomed all the time to eat chametz because throughout the rest of the year you're allowed to, and therefore there's a greater concern, shema yavale achlo, because you're so used to being able to eat it. No one's going to say, oh, I totally forgot that I'm not allowed to eat cheeseburgers. I totally forgot that I'm not allowed to eat nevela. No, if you're a Jew, you live that way your whole life. The Ran adds, and that's also why the Torah made it so chamor, by the Torah introducing this Rabbi Rabbi Matzei, specifically for chametz, not for shari surim, because there's that combination of kares, chumrad chametz, because it's kares, and lo bedili minei. So you have this notion of chumrad chametz, and this notion of chumrad chametz is, you know, runs through all of Hilchos Pesach, all of Hilchos Chametz, that we have many, many chumras that we observe dafka around the time of Pesach that we don't observe during the rest of the year when it comes to Shar Isurim. We're going to talk about, let's say, kashering dishwashers and things like that, where there's a legitimate machlokas, legitimately what to talk about. Kashering plastic, right? There's what to talk about. So very often a posik will say, yeah, meikra dinitz mutter, chumra dechametz, we shouldn't do it for Pesach, right? That very often is going to be what we're going to come back to. So the question is, why is the chametz aser mashu? So answer number one was, Tosfos in Pesachim from the Shilta from Beit Tam, it's not, it's a typo. Okay, that's one. Rashi is that it's based on Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mino is b'mashu, and building off of Rabbi Yehuda, gzera, eino mino atu mino. We're going to put those aside. Answer number three, the Rush and the Mordechai, is that it's all mishum chumr d'chametz. Chametz is extra chumras, and therefore chametz is aser b'mashu. Answer number four, the Rambam in Ma'acholos Asuris Paraktas Vav Halachos Tes and Yubeis says that Chametz B'Pesach is B'mashu because, and this is why it belongs here in Simchot Beis, Davar Sheyesh L'Matir. The Chametz becomes Mutter after Pesach. The problem is that we already learned that Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin only applies on Min B'Mino, not on Min B'Sheino Mino, meaning the Chumra, that a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is not going to become Batel, is only by min b'mino, not by min b'sheino mino, as the Ran explained, because there's enough of a conflict with min b'sheino mino, even when there are halachic similarities between the items, that one should be able to be mevatel the other, even when they're halachically similar to each other. So the Rambam says that the reason we're even machmir by min b'sheino mino, even though normally for davar sheyesh l'matirin we wouldn't, is mishum chumra d'chametz. So again, going back to Chumrat Chametz, but using that as a as like a makom bepatish on the Ikar Svara, which is that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The Rambam says that it shouldn't be so surprising to us that we have this Chumrat Chametz because the Torah itself tells us kol machmetzas lo socheilu. So you can't even eat kol. Kol means even a kol shehu, which is a fascinating misreading of the pasuk, right? It's a little bit surprising that the Rambam would quote that pasuk, which does not mean that you're not allowed to have a kol shehu of chametz. The Gemara to the Tarshins, you take a look in the Torah Tamima, take a look in any collection of Ma'amari Chazal and kol machmetz asol socheilu. So what we paskin is that something else. Plus, what we're talking about over here, davar sheyesh lo matirin is din d'rabbanan. Chametz pesach asim mashu l'chor is a din d'rabbanan. So he's bringing a pasuk. The pasuk teaches us about tarovas chametz. It teaches us, yeah, but it doesn't teach us about chametz pesach being b'mashehu. So that's a little bit unusual. But bottom line is the two ikar shitas we have over here is chumrat chametz and davar sheyesh lo matirin. What's the nafkamina between them? Whether the basis of the reason that chametz is also mashu is whether it's mishum chumer dechametz or davar sheyesh matir. One nafkamina might be if you're Rav Yosef Kairo and you got to write a Shulchan Aruch, where would you include the salacha? Would you include an Aruch Chaim or you include an Yaradeya? Right? If it's davar sheyesh matir and it's more of a Yaradeya halacha, if it's chumer dechametz, it's an Aruch Chaim halacha. But that's not a nafkamina. So what are the nafkaminas? So when the Rishonim quote the Rambam, he says that chametz is the Mordechai says the chametz is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because if you think about it, it's not really going to be mutter forever. It's going to become aser again next Pesach. A davar sheyesh lo matirin is something that they have the beitz of shnol to be yom tov, right? So when the beitz is shnol to be yom tov, as soon as yom tov is over, mutter, and that beitz is never going to become aser again. Even next yom tov, it will not become aser again. Chametz Pesach will become mutter after Pesach. But then, after Pesach, it's going to, when next Pesach comes, it's going to become Asur again. Right? What does Ramah say? If you look at the Ramah, Dover sheyesh lo heter v'chozer v'ne'asar, kigon chametz b'Pesach, lo mikri dover sheyesh lo matirin, Mordechai. Right? He's quoting the Mordechai. Now, you can't call it a dover sheyesh lo matirin if it's going to become mutter, but then it's going to become Asur again. But the yesh chol can be said. So the Rambam obviously disagrees. Why does Rambam obviously disagree? Because he calls chametz pesach a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So a beitz shnol to be yom tov, we know is going to be aser forever. Chametz pesach is not going to be aser forever. So now this issue may depend on Rashi and the Ran. According to Rashi, it's difficult to understand the Mordechai. As long as there's a way to have it behetra at some point in the future, it should be davar sheyesh lo matirin. I mean, according to Rashi, davar sheyesh lo matirin is a practical thing. That as long as practically there's a better way, so I don't care that it's going to become usher at some point in the future, there's a better way to have this. There's a way to have this without any shaylas. Whereas according to the Ran, you understand the Mordechai a little bit better. The chisaron of davar sheyesh lo matirin is that the davar asur is really, really mutter. How do I know? Because it's going to become mutter. But if it never quite makes it all the way to heter, it never really quite makes it all the way to become mutter on a permanent basis, maybe that's not enough of a characteristic of heter to make it a halachic min bimino, to make a halachic lack of a clash. The Ramban challenges the Rambam a little bit differently, and more fundamentally. Chametz Pesach davar sheyesh lo matirin? After Pesach, what do we call chametz that was there on Pesach? Chametz shavar alav Pesach, and that's aser. So aser b'hana. So what are we talking about davar sheyesh lo matirin? So the Rambam would probably say that the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a chametz of a goy she'avar alav Pesach is aser. I mean, we have machlokes v'idur Rabbi Shimon and Maseches Pesachim that Rabbi Yehuda holds even a chametz of a goy she'avar alav Pesach is aser. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's based on a pasuk that we have a limud from a pasuk that any chametz that was in the world when Pesach was here is going to become aser forever. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds no, it's only chametz shel Yisrael that midrabbanan, where we make a knas that because you violated bali rabbi yamatzeh by still having the chametz on Pesach, so thank God we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, right? If we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, mechiras chametz would not help us at all, and all of those motzai Pesach trips to the supermarket and to the pizza shop and whatever, they would all be cancelled. You can't do any of that. All the new chametz would have to be made from scratch. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, and then it's a knas midrabbanan that chametz shavar lava Pesach is aser because you violated bali rabbi yamatzeh. If you assume that it's only a knas midrabbanan, which we do, then you can argue that the knas shouldn't lead you to a kula. Meaning, what are we trying to say? Says the Ramban against the Ramban, don't call chametz pesach a davar sheyesh matirin. A davar sheyesh matirin is a chumra, right? Don't call a davar sheyesh matirin and say that it's not going to be bottled because it's a davar sheyesh matirin. It's never going to become mutter. It's a knas. It's never going to become mutter. There's a knas of chametz shavar lava pesach, so it'll never become mutter. So you could argue, Rabbi Sablovsky pointed this out, you could argue that, wait a second, a knas should never be a kula. If the knas is going to take it out of the category of a davar sheyesh lo matirin and make it a davar she'ein lo matirin, because of a din drabanan, a knas midrabanan, then the knas is a kula. Now the knas is allowing it to become batel, because now it's not in the category of davar sheyesh lo matirin anymore. So that's the machlok zam Ramban. But there's another angle to take also. The knas of chametz shavar lava Pesach, one could argue, is not really an iser chametz. Meaning, maybe chametz shavar lava Pesach, chametz is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why? Because the iser that chametz has on Pesach goes away after Pesach. What about chametz shavar lava Pesach? That's a new iser. That's a separate iser. That's not related to the Isser Chametz. The actual Isser Chametz becomes Mutter, so it's Yeshal Matirin. A new Isser sets in called Chametz Sha'avar Lava Pesach. You know, what if a person forgot to do Bedikas Chametz? So there's a Machlok Rashi and Tosos in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim that you forgot to do Bedikas Chametz and Pesach is over. Should you do Bedika now? Look for any chametz that might have been there over Pesach. So Rashi says, too late. The whole concern, right? Well, the reason you want to do b'dikas chametz is to not violate b'ayirah matzeh, avriz manu batal kabana, right? So right, too late. You're, you either did or didn't. You either violated b'ayirah matzeh or you didn't. But it's too late. And therefore, there's no sense in doing b'dikas chametz anymore. Tulsa says, you still might come to eat it and violate nisr chametz. Ooh. And violate what? Violate Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. Tulsa seems to be assuming that Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach is an Isser Chametz. Meaning we're only Mesakin B'dikah Biur on Chametz, not on Shari Surim. If you learn that you have to do B'dikah Biur even after Pesach, because the whole purpose of B'dikah Biur is that you might violate the Isser of Achilas Chametz, then apparently you hold that it's really an Isser Chametz. Just a second. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim says that anything that's an Isser Sheyesh Bo Kares, even if it's a rabbinic extension of such Isurim, is included in what a Zaken Mamri would be Chayev on. I mean, the Rambam gives examples. What would be an example of something that fundamentally is an Isser Kares? And the Zaken Mamri comes to argue not about the actual case where you would be Chayev Kares, but an extension of that case. He could still become a Zaken Mamri even for that. So what's an example? Says the Rambam, chametz mishei shalos alamayla. It's be'ikr chametz is a din yesh bo kares. Mishei shalos alamayla on erev Pesach after chatzos yom erev Pesach, it's not kares, but it's an extension of the iser kares of chametz. Says the Brisker Rav, chametz b'shal chamishes before chatzos, that fifth hour, when it's aser ba'achila but not aser ba'anah, is a totally separate Isser. It's not even included in the Isser Sheyesh Bekares. So maybe one could argue that the Machlokes Rambam Ramban, whether Chametz is Davar Sheyesh Matirin or not, is that everyone agrees it's not actually going to become Mutter. It's going to be Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, of course. But the question is, what is Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach? Is it like Chametz Mishei Shalos Lamaila, where it's an extension of the actual Isser Chametz? Or is it like chametz b'shal chamishes, which is like this separate iser, a kanas b'yalma? And nafkamina is if a zakin mamre argues about chametz shavah of Pesach, would he become a zakin mamre? Right? So the Rambam holds chametz is a davashesha material. Mordechai says not because it's chozuli isuro. It says that it's not because it's chozuli isuro, so you can't call it davashesha material. And those 2 days are quoted by the Rambam over here. The Ramban says it's not a davashesha material because not because chozuli isuro next year, but because it never becomes mutter because of chametz shavah of Pesach. Right? Those are the 3 basic shittos we have. Right? Chametz is either yes, a davar sheyesh lamatirin, that's the Rambam, or no, it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirin, but there are 2 possibilities why it wouldn't be a davar sheyesh lamatirin. One is what the Mordechai, quoted by the Rama over here, says, because it's going to be chozer v'nesar next Pesach. Or the other possibility, because, like the Ramban says, it's going to be also right away, right after Pesach, it stays also. It's chametz shavah lav Pesach. Yeah, yeah, that's what we're saying. Meaning, if it's a separate issue, then it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. If it's the same issue, then it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirin. According to Rashi, one more. Right.
Why would the Mordechai and the Rashi not bring up what the Ramban speaking
about? It's like such an obvious point, right?
Yeah,
yeah, because they must have viewed it the way the Rambam views it. That either of these shtickle Torahs, either that a knas can't be a kula, or that it's a separate iser. Since it's a separate iser, it taki is a davar sheyesh lamatirin. The iser chametz is yesh lamatirin. They must have viewed it that way. Nafkamina ladina. What's the nafkamina? Whether the reason that there's an iser mashu, going back to the core machlokas, right? Why is chametz asim mashu? Either because davar sheyesh lamatirin, that's the Rambam, or chumra de chametz. The Rush, somewhat like Rashi. So nafkamina l'dina might be as far as when the din mashahu applies. The Shach in Sifkot Nid Gimel points out that on Erev Pesach there's no chumras of chametz, there's no chiv kares. There is a machlokas tanoim about the level of the iser, right? Lo sochal of chametz, Rabbi Yehuda holds this from the time of the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon holds it's not about the Karban Pesach, that pasuk is not about the Karban Pesach, and there's no iser lav min haTorah, it's only an iser esei min haTorah. Perhaps some machlokes rishonim whether it's even that, but chametz ach chatzos berav pesach is certainly not an isur chom. Isur chom means an isur karis. It's certainly not that. It may be a lav min haTorah. It may be an isur esei. So Tosfos holds it's an isur esei. Balmor holds it's a. Actually, a mitzvah to eat it, because according to Rabbi Shimon, eating chametz then is in a shvasa gedola mizu. Okay, that's a strange shita. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ravid passes like Rabbi Shimon, meaning so it leaves open the issue whether it's an iser esei or it's heter gamur. Okay, but all agree that there is no iser kares for sure on chametz berav Pesach. Good. Therefore, it's very hard to say chametz berav Pesach is mishum chumra de chametz. So it's chametz berav Pesach can be also b'mashum. If the whole word is davar sheyesh lamatirin, so yeah, chametz berav Pesach certainly davar sheyesh lamatirin. If as much as chametz on Pesach is davar sheyesh lamatirin, but if the reason that it's also b'mashum is mishum chumra d'chametz, chametz berav Pesach doesn't have the chumra b'chametz. Even according to the Rambam, it will probably make a difference whether it's min b'mino, where you rely on davar sheyesh lamatirin, and min b'sheino mino, where it's based on chumra d'chametz. Meaning, remember the Rambam was also 2 steps? The Rambam said, oh, it's because of davar sheyesh lamatirin. He said, well, wait a second. Davar sheyesh lamatirin, that only helps from min b'mino. What about min b'sheino mino? Why is it asim mashu then? Oh, that's chumra d'chametz. Kol machmetz asos sochelu, kol shu chametz, that's mishum chumra d'chametz. Ooh. So a min b'mino, a tarovus of min b'she'eno mino is only mishum chumra d'chametz. That would mean, funny, according to the Rambam, if you ask the Rambam, is chametz berav Pesach asur mashu? What will he tell you? You didn't give me enough information. If it's min b'mino, then the whole reason of the chumra of chametz is davar sheyesh lamatirin. Yeah, it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. It's going to be asur mashu. But if it's min b'sheino mino, then the reason for the chumr of chametz is not only davar sheyesh lamatirin. It's also because chumr de chametz. Ooh, erev Pesach doesn't have chumr de chametz. Another nafkamina, the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Simen Tav Mem Zayin Norachaim, Sif Gimel, Chamitz Nuksha is a davar sheyesh lamatirin, but there's no chiv kares. Right? Chametz inedible for human consumption, or whatever you call chametz nuksha, partially chametz, whatever. I'm not going to go into that, so you know. Another nafkamina might be as far as the taroves of yavesh b'yavesh. There are two opinions quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Orachaim Sim Taf Mem Zayin Sif Tes, whether chametz is asur b'mashu yavesh b'yavesh, or it's chad betray like kala Torah kula. That you have a taroves, you have two. You know, hamburger buns that are made out of whatever they use on the hotel programs, chametz, and you have one that's mamish chametz. Someone that runs hotel programs once told me that he's been running hotel programs for 30 years. He said 90% of them are perfectly kosher. He said 50% are even kosher the Pesach, but I'm a big talker. I go like every year. So nafkamina might be when it comes to yavish b'yavish. Do you say yavish b'yavish that it's also asur b'asher? Do you say that it's chad betray like all the Torah kula? The Shach in Sivkot Nidalet over here says that according to the Rambam that the reason of asur b'asher is davish yisrael matirin, it wouldn't even be bakli yavish b'yavish, right? You'd still have the same issue. And he then suggests that maybe this is the very machlokus in the Shulchan Aruch over there, where the chametz mashu is forbidden on account of chumr de chametz or on account of davar sheyesh lamatir. Rav Soloveitchik, however, suggested a different understanding of that machlokus. That, you know, there's a machlokus Rosh and the Rashba, which we're going to spend some time on, just we're not there yet. When you have chad betray, yavish b'yavish, what does that allow you to do exactly? You have your nevela hamburger and your two kosher hamburgers. You can't identify which one is which. What are you allowed to do? So there are like many shitos in Rishon about what to do about that. Does that mean just pick one and throw it out and then you can eat the other two even though you don't know for sure if you threw out the right one? Does it mean, no, the three of them can be divided to three different people because each person can rely on rov? Does it mean that, no, even one person could eat them, but just not together, right? Eat them separately, so each one, at the moment you're eating each one. Or maybe you can make a triple-decker hamburger and just eat them all at the same time. So this is machlokas, those last two possibilities, machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush. That, according to the Rush, you can eat them all in one sandwich. So what's the mechanism of chad b'tray batel? It must work, midin bitel barov. Chametz asur mashu is not subject to bittul. According to the Rashba, though, you can't eat all three. So it must be that chad betray doesn't work midin bittul barov, but works midin azlinan basaruba. Right? That's why I can't eat all three. Because when I eat one, I could assume that it comes from the rov, azlinan basaruba. So that should equally apply to chametz. Chametz just doesn't have a din of bittul, but it has a din, right? Asur mashu means it's not subject to bittul. But Azlina Basaruba should apply to Chametz. Anyway, at the end of the day, most. Yeah?
Sorry to go backwards, but the Aruch HaShulchan is Nafkamina.
Yeah.
Doesn't Tosa say that there's even Chomer de Chametz by Chametz Nuksha?
Yeah, Chomer de Chametz by Chametz Nuksha. But there's no. Over here, we're defining. What do you mean? In what context? What did Tosa say? I don't remember.
Meaning also, that same Tosa was going to say that even by Chametz Nuksha, there'd be a clear Bidika because.
You have a chiv b'dika beer because it relates to the isvikaris.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Even though it's not directly in isvikaris, you're still.
Right. So why would this be any different according to the Aruch HaShulchan? I don't know. Gotta look at the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know. Yeah.
Just to clarify in regards to the chametz, does the Shulchan Aruch hold like the Mordechai or the Rambam?
Oh, okay, good. So now. Most Rishonim do not accept the Shitas Rambam, right? We assume not like the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik in Shirei Rav in Simin Peites Os Aleph proves that we don't pass like the Rambam in the following way. There is a Sakalach and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tafnun Beis in Arachayim Kashrin Kelu, that there are like three Madregas in Kashrin Kelu, three different time frames in Kashrin Kelu. If you kasher kelim on Erev Pesach Kodem Chatzos, you can even kasher with Hagalah kelim that are B'nai Yoman, even Pachos Mishishim Keneged D'Beliya, because it's all Heter. If you kasher after Chatzos, you need Shishim in the water, or the kelim to at least be Eino B'nai Yoman, if you're kashering after Chatzos. And on Pesach itself, you can't kasher. I mean, you can't do Hagalah. Liban destroys anything that's in there, so you leave it, you can't do Hagalah. So that seems to indicate that Erev Pesach HaChatzos is not an Asur Mashu. So it must be that Chametz is not considered a Davar Sheyesh L'Matir. It's therefore strange that the Taz in Siv Katan Yud Gimel quotes a Marashal that the Rambam Shita is Iker, considering that we pretty clearly say not that way from the Mechaber in Hilchos Hagalos Kelim. Now, we generally assume that the Mechaber is paskening that it's not a Davar Sheyesh L'Matir. Now, wait a second. It may not have been Chametz is not a Davar Sheyesh L'Matir, so the entire Isser Mashu is based on Chumah D'Chametz. Good, so it's not going to apply in Erev Pesach. That may be how we pasken. But why doesn't it why don't we have to, or maybe we should revisit it on Pesach? Before Pesach, it was Bata. So if I'm having lunch on Erev Pesach, it's batal. Because it's the Yisr Mashu is only Mishum Chumr D'Chametz, there's no Chumr D'Chametz in Erev Pesach. So if I'm eating in the seventh hour of the day on Erev Pesach, and there was a Mashu Chametz that got mixed in, it's fine, it's batal. Now Pesach starts. Can I continue to eat from that stuff? Do you assume that since it became batal before Pesach, so good, it remains bottled? You say, no, now it's going to be Chosef V'Neir. So, generally we paskin that there is this principle of Chosef V'Neir, right? Ramah, Simon Sadiches, remember that Lashon, Bein Lach V'Lach, Yavish V'Yavish, Minam, Minashenam, Minam, Chosef V'Neir, everything's Chosef V'Neir. What was a classic example of Chosef V'Neir? What does it mean that it's Chosef V'Neir? What are we talking about? What happened? You added more. Right, that a little bit of Isser fell into a lot of Heter, became Batel, and a little bit more Isser came in. That was the context of Chosef V'Neir. And yes, Ramah says, Chosef V'Neir, no matter what, Lach B'Lach, Yashav, all those things. Do you say Chametz V'Pesach is also Chosef V'Neir if it was ready Batel and Erev Pesach and nothing changed? It was just time that went by. So several Rishonim say that we do apply Chosef V'Neir B'Chametz as well. Other Rishonim say you can't apply Chosef V'Neir B'Chametz Pesach because nothing changes in Taroves. La Halacha, the Mechaber in Taf Mem Zayin Sif Dalet quotes two Shitas. There's the Shitas HaRash in the second part of Pesachim, the Chametz that was already Nisbat al Kodem HaPesach is not Chosef V'Neir, and the Rambam in Chametz HaMatzah Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, who implies at least that it is Chosef V'Neir and becomes Asur Mashu once Pesach starts. The Ramah in Simen Taf Mem Zayin says it may depend on Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach, that if it's Lach B'Lach there's a total fusion of the item and therefore there's been a full bittel, and therefore you're not going to say Chosef V'Neir. Yavish B'Yavish, there's a halachic bittel, but the Yisr is really still there, so you would say Chosef V'Neir. Asks for Soloveitchik, just very poshut, he says, how can you say Chosef V'Neir without adding anything to a Tarovas? You're just waiting for the time to arrive and that's called Chosef V'Neir. So Soloveitchik explains beautifully. He points out that there's a stira between two Gemaras that the Balei HaTosos notice. Tosos in Chulin Daf Chesed Beis points out that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Chesed Beis implies that in order to kasher a knife, you need to do libel. That Hagalah is not good enough on a knife when it has blios of iser. In Pesachim Daf Lamanim Beis, in order to kasher a knife, you only need to do Hagalah. When it has blios of chametz, you only need to do Hagalah. You don't need to do libel. So Tosin Chulin says, what's going on? Which is it? Do you need Liban on a knife or is Hagalah good enough? So Tosin has two answers. First, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam distinguishes between Chametz, which is Hetera Bala, and Gyule Nachrim, when it had blios of non-kosher, which is Isura Bala. Oh, so if it's Isura Bala, you need Dibun. If it's a Tera Bala, what got into it was Chametz, but it was before Pesach, so it was perfectly fine. So it's a Tera Bala. So then you're only going to need Haga'ala. And that's why, in Avod Zar Dafayin Vav, Oshvud V'askala Habluim Minosar, if you have a metal spit, let's say, that has blios of nosar in it, what does it mean, blios of nosar? Not that you roasted nosar, no, you roasted a regular korban on time. But the blios become nosar because you're only allowed to eat the shlamim for 2 days and one night or whatever. So now it's more than that. It's more than 2 days and one night. So the blios become nosar. But that is hetera bala. And that's why the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah that you could do agala on such a shvud, because Noser is a terabala. Apparently, this approach very clearly assumes, this mahalich, this Rabbeinu Tam, that chametz is a terabala, right? That's the whole basis of the answer, that chametz is a terabala. Tosos, however, quotes another answer, that maybe we're talking about two different kinds of knives. There are smaller knives and there are larger knives. Small knife, like a dinner knife or something like that, you're never really using directly on the fire. Right, if you're barbecuing meat and you want to cut into it as it's on the grill and you want to see if it's still red inside or whatever, you take some big knife and you cut it open or whatever, or you slice open the meat to you know, butterfly it or whatever. But a regular dinner knife, you have it on your plate, it's already in the klisheni, it's not on the fire anyway. So it tells us that's the chilek. The Gemara in Chulin is talking about very large knives that they would use directly over the fire, so that needs libun. Small knives you could do agala on. That answer assumes that there's no chiluk between Chametz Pesach and Shari Surah. Meaning Chametz Pesach is Isura Bala, right? The Rambam in Chametz Matzah, Perikei Alech Chav Gimel, simply says you could do Agala to Kashu knives for Pesach. Ooh, what's he assuming? He doesn't tell me anything about big knives, small knives. You could do Agala to Kashu knives for Pesach. What's he assuming? If he's not distinguishing between big knives and small knives, it means he's not holding like the second answer of Tosfos. He must be assuming like the first answer of Tosfos. And if he's telling me I could do Agala, the reason I could do Agala is because Chametz B'Pesach is Heterabala. Chametz L'Fnei Pesach is Heterabala. It follows that the Chametz was never really bottled before Pesach because it was a Tarovus of Heter B'Heter. So, and even when Chatzos arrives in Erev Pesach and the Chametz becomes Aser, it's not batal because the Rambam holds Chametz Lach Chatzos is Aser B'Mashu because it's Davar Sheyesh HaMatir. So it never became batal, once because it was too good and then it immediately became too bad. So for this reason, the Rambam would say that the Aser B'Mashu will be Chal and Tarovas Chametz, even if the mixing happened on Erev Pesach. Right? Meaning when it was before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, it was Heter B'Heter, so there's no bitl. There's nothing to be Mevatal. As soon as it becomes an issue, it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin, and according to the Rambam, right, it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin, and therefore it's not going to be able to become batel. The Rush, right, the Rush who disagrees with the Rambam, he must hold that either that chametz lefnei pesach is isura bala, so it does become batel, and therefore there's no chazir b'nei, it already became batel. Or that on Erev Pesach HaChatzos it becomes batel because it doesn't have the status of a sheshem material. It's only mishum chomer de chametz that we say chametz as mashu. So on Erev Pesach HaChatzos it became batel at that point. Going back to that Ramah in Tavnam Zayin, Ramah said that a tarovus of lach belach before Pesach starts is Nisariv Kodem Azman is Mutter, and you could even eat it on Pesach. So that's important. That's, you know, there's something called 18 minute matzahs. So what is 18 minute matzahs? Every matzah has to be 18 minute matzahs, otherwise that's what we call chametz, no? So 18 minute matzahs means that they rip apart the entire machine and hose the whole thing down and clean out the whole thing every 18 minutes. Meaning whatever the whole factory stops every 18 minutes, everything gets cleaned out so that you know for sure that there's no leftover dough, even just a teeny mashu of dough left over from previous cycle, from previous batch. What if you don't have 18-minute matzah? So what are you risking? You're risking a mashul chametz, right? So is that kashul pesach? If there's a risk of a mashul chametz, of something that got stuck in between, so l'chore, that's a tarovus lach b'lach. It's before Pesach, and we pass. Meaning, it's, even though it's dough is not a liquid, but it's called lach b'lach because it totally fuses together. So the Rama would say that that would be mutter. L'chore, that would be hatur gam. So again, so what do we do over here? We said that when it comes to chametz, b'mashahu, why chametz b'mashahu? We had two basic days, 4 days from Shem, two basic days from Shem. Either Chumet Chametz or because of, like the Ram says, Davash Yesh Matir. The only reason it appears here in Simon Chofetz is because there's this possibility that it's called Davash Yesh Matir. Right? But we had a couple of challenges to the Ramban. First, a few Nachkaminas, but we had a couple of challenges to the Ramban. How can you call it a Davash Yesh Matir? It's going to be Aser next Pesach. Okay, so that's a Machlokas, Mordechai and the Rambam, whether that makes a difference. And then we have the Ramban's challenge to the Rambam. How could you call it a Davar Sheyesh L'Matir? And it's going to be Aser right away after Pesach. Because it's going to be Chamei Shavuot of Pesach. So that's what we had to discuss. Well, how do we understand Chamei Shavuot of Pesach? Is it a brand new Iser? Is it the same Iser? Maybe because we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that it's only a Knas, it can't be a Heter. And we said the biggest nafkamina ladina, whether you call it davar sheyesh l'matirin or what you call it mishum chomer d'chametz, is when does the din mashu apply? Is it asur b'mashu already on erev Pesach? So if it's mishum chomer d'chametz, no, because you don't have chomer d'chametz yet on erev Pesach, and therefore, right, going full circle. Therefore, when it comes to the you don't have chumer d'chametz on erev Pesach. Plus, as far as chozer v'neir, as soon as Pesach arrives, the Rama's mekel that we're not going to say chozer v'neir. So if you're not going to say chozer v'neir, it's going to be batel on erev Pesach. So that's why you're not going to have to be so concerned, even if you don't have the 18-minute matzahs. But you also understand why some would want to be machmir about that, right? Because you have the possibility that it is chozer v'neir as soon as Pesach arrives. Right, you have that possibility that if you just want to have the non-18-minute matzos for lunch you can't because you can't have matzah in Erev Pesach. But as far as chametz is concerned, as far as Yisro chametz, it will just be kilo bol arasasa veis chametz. But you will not have violated Yisro chametz if you have it for lunch on Erev Pesach, because maybe it's not been yet chozer v'neir on Erev Pesach, because maybe you don't have chumer d'chametz yet on Erev Pesach. But if you want to eat it on Pesach, right? So if you want to eat it on Pesach, then you have the possibility that it's chozer v'neir. And even though we don't paskin that way, meikar adin, since there's a possibility that it's chozer v'neir, you can certainly understand why one would want to avoid that and why one would want to be machmir, especially since we have so many chumras that anyway we observe when it comes to tilchus chametz. Okay, so that's what I got as far as Chametz b'Pesach b'Mashu. Okay, so I guess we'll stop there. Stop a little bit. What is the argument for saying that Chametz b'Pesach is a the question is whether Chametz Shmo Alav Kol Hashana, right? Does it have a Shem Chametz the whole year? So if it has the Shem Isra the whole year, so you might call that Isura Bala. Take a look at Salvation. He said that Rabbi Kronigsberg did a spectacular job. I mean, Salvation did a spectacular job saying the Shirim, but Rabbi Kronigsberg really did a spectacular job writing it up. And you have it at least now in electronic form. I'm really trying to track it down. I asked someone to get it for me, and he said, "I'm sending you a copy right away." I'm like, "No, I don't need a copy. I need 6 copies. I don't know how many copies." So he's like, "No, I'm not sending you that." So, he thought it was for me. Having a hard time tracking it down. I asked the Swarm Sale people. But anyway, you have it. It's a good safer to use. Okay, have a great day, everybody. And atzlacha rabba with the chazara. I will believe that they try to be around the base medrash a lot more, meaning, like, at all, next week.